In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. And this is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And that extension will take all the provisions out until March 15th, 2008. And really the need to do this short-term extension is to bridge the gap until Congress has a chance to complete their work on the next Farm Bill, the 2007 Farm Bill.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One is it continues some of the programs that would have expired either at the end of fiscal 2007 or at the end of calendar 2007. It will continue to allow those programs to operate and will continue to give funding. As an example, this would include some of the conservation programs and also some of the export credit programs, which are important to cotton. So it will allow those programs to continue. What is also important for producers to keep in mind is some of the things that this short-term extension does not do. And most importantly, this short-term extension does not address any of the farm program provisions for the crop that will be planted in 2008 and in subsequent crops.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's important to keep in mind that we still expect, as we look at a timeline for the first of 2008, we're still hopeful that the House and Senate will be able to conference out their differences sometime in January, and then perhaps we can move through and have a farm bill approved by both the House and Senate and eventually sent to the President, and hopefully all of that can occur sometime in the first couple of months of 2008. And if so, that is the legislation that will take effect and set the program parameters for 2008 and beyond. And so I think what it's important for people in the industry to realize is that this short-term extension is simply a matter of getting us to the time that the next Farm Bill takes effect.